Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize their risk in the stock market. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. So in today's podcast episode, I'd like to tackle this question, right? So the question is, should I trade on the short term or invest in the longer term, right? And I think this is one of the more common questions that I face or I receive, especially when people who are just starting out in the stock market, right? They always wonder whether are they more suited for investing in the long term or are they more suited to trading in the short term, right? And both investing and trading has their pros and cons, and I'd like to share a bit of my thoughts on them in today's podcast episode. So if you are just starting out in the stock market, and or even if you have some experience in the stock market now, right now, and you're thinking whether should you pivot more towards trading for the shorter term or should you pivot more towards investing for the longer term, right? So hopefully some of my thoughts in this podcast episode can help you guys gain a bit more clarity and allow you to pivot accordingly, right? So the first thing we'll talk about is trading, right? So trading is basically entering and exiting positions in the stock market on a more frequent basis, right? Because you are trading for the shorter and more intermediate term, right? So trading can be anywhere between a couple of minutes to a couple of hours to a couple of days and maybe even a couple of weeks, right? So the time frame for trading is around anywhere between a couple of minutes to about a couple of weeks or even a couple of months, right? And for investing, the time frame is slightly longer than trading, right? So for investing, investors do not enter and exit their positions as frequently as traders, right? Because for the investor, they are looking at more towards at least a couple of weeks or even a couple of months and even a couple of years, right? So there's a fundamental difference between the time frame for a trader and the investor, and because of this time frame difference, how they approach the markets is differently, right? So for the trader, because he's operating on a shorter time frame, what this means is that he has to put in more effort into getting in and out of his positions, and he has to spend more time in the market just because he's executing a larger or a greater number of positions in the market, right? So he has to, if he's a daily trader, which means that he trades daily, what the trader has to do is every day he has to first has his watch list of stocks. So maybe he can do it by a screener or in any other ways. He has to look at the markets and look for positions to enter, right? And then at the end of the day, if he's just an intraday trader, then what this means is that after he have entered his positions, at the end of the day, he has to exit his positions, right? So as you have probably guessed, this requires a bit more effort and more time spent in the market just because he's executing positions more frequently, right? But for the investor, like he or she spend a bit more time researching into that particular stock or financial asset, right? So he or she will spend more time into the researching process, and then after he or she decides that okay, that stock is a fundamentally strong company and they have strong or a very high potential for growth in the future, then they he or she will choose to invest in the stock, right? And after the person invests in the stock, then they won't want to check it as often as a trader does, right? So they probably check their position every couple of days or even once every week, once every month, or once every quarter, and so on, right? Because for the investor, he's looking at a longer time frame, so that the daily price fluctuations does not really affect his view of the stock, right? Because he's looking at a longer time frame, right? So the day-to-day fluctuation in prices is just noise to the investor, right? So that's the difference. So a trader typically needs or has to spend more time in the markets just because he or she is executing more positions and more trades compared to the investors. But for the investor, just because he's investing for the longer term, this means that generally the investor has to spend more time researching, but more time researching, but not as much time monitoring his position in the markets, right? So that's another difference. And I think the next thing, the next difference between whether you should trade on the short term or invest for the longer term is really down to your own lifestyle, right? Because like I mentioned earlier, one of the things to consider is the amount of time and effort you are able to spend in the market, right? So for example, if you have a 9-to-5 job and maybe you have to work OT a couple quite frequently, then maybe your lifestyle and your schedule is not so compatible for a trader, right, who trades daily and frequently, right? So maybe if you are your schedule is very packed, then an investor might be more suited for you, because you just have to spend the initial phase to research, then after that you don't really have to monitor your stock as frequently as a trader, right? So that's another thing to take note. And for me personally, whether I believe trading or investing is better, I actually have no preference, right? So if you guys are new to this podcast and you're not too sure what I do right now, is I have two portfolios, right? So I have an investment portfolio and a trading portfolio, right? So for the investment portfolio is for the longer term, right? So that is I just do my investment in that portfolio. Then for trading, I do it in another separate portfolio. And the reason why I do that is because I believe that there are benefits to both investing in the longer term and trading in the shorter term, right? So one of the benefits for investing in the longer term is that I know that if I have done my research properly and I've invested in fundamentally strong companies, the stock price of these companies will always rise over time, right? There certainly will be price fluctuations and pullbacks and correction in the prices of these companies that I've invested in. But I know over the long term, they will definitely rise in the future, right? So my success rate or my winning percentage for investments is really very high, because I've selected fundamentally strong companies and I hold them over a longer time frame, right? So the winning rate is at least 90% for my investment, right? But for my trading, the winning rate or the percentage win rate is lower, right? But I don't have to have a high winning rate for trading to be profitable. And I will explain a bit why in this podcast episode, right? So if you trading is more about probabilities, right? So to really be profitable in trading, you don't have to have like a 18 or 90% win rate or even 100% win rate. You don't have to do that. All you need is to have an edge in the market, and that edge doesn't have to be a high win rate, right? What you need is at least a decent win rate. So maybe a decent can be like 40 to 60%. That's quite a decent win rate for trading. But obviously, if we compare it to investment, then that is not a very good win rate. But for trading, the decent win rate would be anywhere between 40 to 60%, right? And above 60% would be very good in terms of your winning rate. But the win rate is just one part of the equation. The second part of the equation is your risk to reward ratio, right? So you can have a lower win rate, but if your risk to reward ratio is high, then you can be profitable in the stock market, right? So once you figure out that you have an edge in the market, then trading can be very profitable, and that's the benefit of trading. Because if you know you have an edge in the market and you let your probability play out, that means you have a winning probability in the market. So if you have a winning probability in the market, then what will you want to do? You want to play execute as many trades as possible, right? Because the more trades you execute on, the larger the sample size. And the larger the sample size, this allows you to play your edge out in the markets, right? And that is why if you know you have an edge in the markets, you want to trade as frequently as possible, right? I mean, the conventional advice is to not trade as often. But I think the true advice is about trade as often as you can if you know you have an edge in the market, right? Because if you trade as often as possible with an edge in the market, then you will let your edge play out, and if you have an edge in the market, then you will be profitable, right? So that's for trading, and then that's for and that's also for investment, right? So investment is good for the long term because your win rate is very high, and if for the investment part, the portfolio is a way to at least minimally protect your wealth. And then for trading, you use that more towards building your wealth, right? Because it's a bit more risky, but it also allows you to build your wealth faster as compared to investment, right? So that's a quick sharing of my thoughts of whether should you trade on the shorter term or invest in the longer term, right? And I think this decision is, it really boils down to your lifestyle and your age in the market, right? If you believe you have an age in the market, then I believe trading on the shorter term will allow you to realize that age faster and allow you to be more profitable, especially in the shorter and intermediate term. But if you are more risk averse, then you can look into investing, because investing, if you do your research properly, the stock price of these companies will always rise over time, right? And with a 90 to 100% win rate for investment, there will be a good risk profile for risk averse people in the stock market, right? So hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode to your financial success.